Okay, we're on Gimel Amid Beis. Rava Mishmed Rav Nachman Omar Kol Ha'amos Ba'ama Bashisha El Ha'lalu Shochakos V'Ha'lalu Atzavos. Abaye said before that most of the Amos that have to do with Sukkah and Mavui are Amos of five tvachim each, and that's a Chumrah. And wherever Amma is bigger to be a Chumrah, then it's six tvachim there too. And all the Amos of Kilayim, most of them are L'chumrah when they're six tvachim. But over there also, where it's a Chumrah to be five tvachim, it's only five tvachim. That's what Abaye holds. And Rava holds, in the name of Nachman, that all Amos, all over, are six tvachim big, except that in what's it called, when it comes to Sukkah and Mavui, they're shochakos, they are larger tvachim, and by Sukkah and Mavui, they are smaller tvachim, and by kilayim, they're larger tvachim. And the difference of a large tefach and a small tefach is a tefach is where you have a fist. So if you hold your fingers tightly together, that's a small tefach. And if you hold them separated a little bit, not tightly together, that's a larger tefach. And the Rashba says the difference between a small tefach and a large tefach is a total of a half an etzba. And that's 1/48 bigger. A small tefach ends up being 1/48 smaller than a large tefach, because there are 24 etzbals at the 6 tefachim. So each tefach is 4 etzbals. So in six tefachim is 24 etzbals, and if it's a half an etzba different, so it's 1/48 of a difference. The Rambam says that the difference is whether you put your fingers mamish together closely or you leave space between them. And the difference is very, very much different. And Reb Chaim Kanievsky, the Stipler, his Sefer on Shiurim says it comes out to almost a sixth difference between a tefach that is tefachim that are or amos that are shochakos and amos that are atzavos. Okay. There's also another shaila, what's it called over here, when Rav Nachman says that all the amos of kilayim are shochakos, or the bigger ones, and all the amos of sukkah and mavui are the small ones. He also holds that's only the chumrah, just like Abaye, except Abaye says there's a difference between how many tvachim in the amma. And Rava says no difference. The amma is always six tvachim. The question is a big tefach or a small tefach. That's only when it's the Chumrah, or here he says it's across the board. Chumrah, Kula, by Mavui and Kilai, by Mavui and Sukkah, it's always the smaller Tefach, and by what's it called, by Kilai, it's always the bigger one, whether it's the Kula or the Chumrah. So that's what's it called. The Rashba holds the first way, that in Rava, there's absolutely no difference, the Kula, the Chumrah. All the Amos are always six Tvachim, and they're always the small tefachim by Mavui and Sukkah, and always the big tefach by Kilayim. And the Balamor and the Rambam argue when they say that Rava holds the same thing that Abaye holds, except he holds it a different way. He holds that it's always the Chumrah, never the Kula, and whoever the Chumrah works out, that's when you need the larger tefachim, and the Kula when you need the smaller tefachim, or vice versa. No. Okay, let's go on. Halalu shochakos, amos kilayim moldim b'tvachim gedolim. The amos of kilayim you measure with large tvachim, where you keep your fingers apart a little bit. V'shel sukkah umavay atzavos mitzumtzomos l'chumra. And Rashi learns mashma that's only l'chumra, like the Rambam and the Balamor. That the sukkah and mavi are, you put them together when it's a chumrah. But when it's not a chumrah, then you do it the other way. Okay. Uvilvad shelo yu mechuvanos. Rashi says, they should be mechuvanos. First of all, azul shua amos kilayim shochakos v'shel mavi v'sukkah atzavos. Right? And shelo yu mechuvanos. One second. a meister. Kol amav she'omru chachomim ba'ama bashisha. Right? We have a braisa now that says the following. All the amos that the chachomim said are six tvachim amos, which seems to be like Rava, not like Abaya. Uvilvad shelo yumuchovanos, as long as they're not always exactly the same. Right? So bishlam alo Rava ki hechid lahavin halalu shokos lalo atzavos. This is perfect according to Rava. All the amos you measure with six tvachim, except they're not exactly the same, because some are larger tvachim, you keep your fingers a little bit apart, and some are smaller tvachim, you keep your fingers tightly together. Ela Abaya Kasher. According to Abaya, what does it mean? All the amos are six tvachim. It's not true. According to Abaya, the ones of Kilayim are six tvachim, the ones of Sukkah and Mav are only five tvachim. Amar lecho Abaya, Ema Amas Kilayim Ba'ava Bashisha. Right? When it says Kol Amos Shomru Chachamim is by Kilayim, referring specifically to Kilayim. I go home and I tell you safer. I'm Shimon Gamliel. Omer Kol Amos Shomru Chachamim by Kilayim by Amav Ashisha. Uvilvad Shlo Yimushum Tzomos Mechlal De Tanakama Kol Amos Kamer. Right, Lachora the Reb Shimon Gamliel in the safe of that brisa says that the Amos of Kilayim are Shisha. The Tanakama said the same thing. Then where's the Machlokas? Right. Elamai must be that the Tanakhama is holding by all Amos. All Amos are six tvachim. And Rav Shimon Gamliel comes and says only the ones of Kilayim are six tvachim. Omer lecho Abaya, v'lav mi'ikra Rav Shimon Gamliel, v'kwei kavosi. Okay, Abaya said, you got me. Right? There is an opinion in the Braisa that says that all Amos are six tvachim like Rava, but Rav Shimon Gamliel argues. And he says that only the Amos of Kilayim are six tvachim. So he also, I hold back him. So when I said what I said, that the Amos of Kilayim are six tvachim, and every other Amma is five tvachim, I was saying it according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, because I hold the halachas like him. La Abaya Vadi Tanoi, according to Abaya, there's Vadi Machlokas Tanoim, whether all Amos are six tvachim, like Rava says, or Amos are what's it called, five tvachim, according to Abaya, the Tanakama holds for sure, that all other Amos are five tvachim. The Rava Milema Tanoihi, but the way we explained this Bryce according to Rava, there's no machlokas Tanoim over here. Amar lecha Rava Rav Shimon Gamliel ha asal ashmin and Amos kilayim lo yitzamtzin. No, there's no machlokas over here. Both the Tanakama and Rav Shimon Gamliel hold that all Amos are six tvachim. But when it comes to kilayim, it has to be a big tefach. That's what he's coming to tell me. The lema amos kilayim lo yitzamtzim, right? Ba'ama bashisha. Why didn't he just say that? Why didn't he say that, what's it called, that we're always talking about six tvachim amos, but by kilayim it can't be small, it has to be bigger. It has to be the wider tefach. Right? So why didn't he say like that? Lamute mai, lav lamute amos sukkah amos mavit. Right? The chora, the way he said it is that by the amos of kilayim dafkar six tvachim, but mavui and sukkah are only five tvachim. So the chora according to Rava is also machlokas tanoim, and only the Tanakama holds like him, not Rav Shimon Gamliel. Where it says lo lemute ama yisod the ama sovev, dechsev, what's it called, the ama yisod and the ama sovev, there everybody holds, even Rava, that it's five tvachim ama, because those things the Torah says, the Navi says beferish, are five tvachim. But every other midah of chachamim, those are halacha l'mashmi sinai, that they're six tvachim. Okay, the ama yisod and ama sovei. We'll see in 1 second what it is. Rashi. Let's finish up and then we'll see. Dichsiv, where is this ama yisod and ama sovei? That everybody agrees is an ama of five tvachim. Dichsiv ve'elam midos hamizbeach ba'amos. These are the measurements of the mizbeach. In Amos. Ama the Tefach, the Cheko Ama, the Ama Rochav, Ugvula El Sfaso Soviv, Zereso Echad, the Zer Gavam is Beach. Okay, it's a very, the Pasuk is not easily read just the way it is. It has to be Darshan. Each thing has to be Darshan. So we'll see the Rashi, and see how the Chazal Darshan this Pasuk, how it describes the Mizbeach. Shalom yumachuvanos kin refers vazel shu amos kilayim shochakos v'shalmovi v'sukat shavos. The way Rava learns this braisa is all amos are six tvachim, but the difference is whether they're compact tvachim or wider tochen. Ela labaya kasha, hadik tani kol amos ba'ama bashisha. Right, the Tanakhama says B'Therish over there that all Amos are six Tvachim Amos. And Rabbi holds by Sukkot and Mavi, there are only five Tvachim Amos. Ema Amos Kilayim Ba'ama Bashisha. So the Gemara answers, Abaya answers, no. Read the Tanakhama that all Amos of Kilayim are Shisha. V'hachi komer. Kol Amos Shomru B'Kilayim Ba'amas Bashisha. Uvilvad Shaloyim Mechuvanos Mitzum Tzomos and Legadolos B'Tvachim Shochakos. And Abai also holds that by Kilayim, not only do you have an Am of six Tvachim, it also has to be a wide Am of six Tvachim. La Abai Avari Tanoi, he de lo motzi lo okmi l'rabbonin kavosei, to call Amos Kamri. The Rabbonin for sure argue on what Abai says, because they say call Amos are six Tvachim, and he holds that only Kilayim is six Tvachim. L'rova milema Tanoihi, mi amrinin Rabbonin shimim gamlio poligalei, Lemeimer Amos Kilayim ba'Amos Bashisha, Avashar Amos Kigon Sukkot Movi ba'Amos Chamisha. According to Rava, would he have to learn that there's a machlokas Tanoim in what he said? Rav Shim Gamliel, does he argue on what Rava said or not? Right, since he says only Amos Kilayim is Shisha Tvachim, maybe he holds Takanamek Rava, that Amos Sukkot and Amos Movi are five Tvachim. O Dilma, Prushe Kamafarish, Rav Shim Gamliel, Lemil Sayyid Rabbanan. Maybe Rav Shim Gamliel's not arguing. He agrees to the Rabbanan that all Amos are six Tvachim. Except by Kilayim, he's explaining there you need a wide Tefach. Mashen Kain, in the other things you need six Tvachim, but compact Tvachim. The Amre of Vavash Limachuvanos, the Yesh Ben Shochakos, the Yesh Ben Atzavos. The Lopir Shue Zeu Mehen Shochakos, the Yesh Ben Atzavos. The Rabbanan said they're not equal. They're all six Tvachim, but the Tvachim aren't the same. And they didn't explain which are the wider ones, which are the narrower ones. And Va'asa Iyu, the Frushe, and Rabbi Shem Gamliel came along to explain. To Hanach, the Kilayim, Lahavi Shochakos. The ones of Kilayim are the ones that are wider. Kediktani Vavachlu Mutsum Tramos. Ulahachi Idkur Kilayim, Velolamut Sharamos. Not to tell me that the other ones aren't six Tvachim. Everything's six Tvachim. But these are the ones that are the wider six Tvachim. Lios Benos Chamish, El Mutino, the Lolahavi Shochakos. Maybe Rav Shim Gamliel comes to explain the Tanakhama, not to argue on him. And then everybody can hold, every Rav can hold like everybody. Okay. So even though he could have said it differently, he came to tell me there is, according to everybody, even according to Rav, Rav would agree with this also, there are two things that are measured with an Amma of five Tvachim. Even though all the other Shurim are six Tvachim Ammas, even Rav agrees, there are two things that the Amma is only a five Tvachim Amma. What is that? Amma Yisod, Amma Soved, the Lavin Oshisha. They're not six Tvachim Ammas, like everything else, they're only five Tvachim Ammas. The Amos Amma, Amma Vetopach. The Amos Ktanos, Bas Chamisha. So Rashi learns, what does that mean? This is the measurement of the Mizbeach in Amos. Amma, Amma v'Tofach. The Amma that we're talking about is one and a fifth Ammas of a regular Amma. There's a regular Amma, six Tvachim. This is only five, so you need one and a fifth of them to make a regular Amma. Ba'amos Ktanos bas Chamisha, Sheyesh ba'amma basva beinunis Amma v'Tefach me'el. A six Tvachim Amma, regular Amma, is one and a fifth times the size of the Amma of the Mizbeach. Chiko Amma, Nimdad ba'amos ktanos, it's measured with small amos, five tvachim, v'chein amarocha, v'chein gvulo asfaso, zeres o echor, v'zeh gava mizbeach, kulam ba'amos ktanos halalo. All the measurements of the mizbeach are made with the small amma, the five tvachim amma. What does that mean? So Mar says like this, cheiko amma ze yisod. The cheiko amma, that's measured, what's it called, in an amma, that's the yisod of the mizbeach. Va'amah rochav ze sovev, and an amah wide is the sovev of the mizbeach. And Rashi explain what each one of these is. Ugvul el sfasa sovev elu akronos. That's the corners of the mizbeach, the horns of the mizbeach. The zegava mizbeach ze mizbeach azov. And zegava is referring to the. This is all talking about the mizbeach of the korbanos, the mizbeach haola, mizbeach hanechoshes. And Gav HaMizbeach is referring to the golden Mizbeach, what they make the incense on, also is measured with an Amma of five Tvachim. And that was also an Amma by an Amma. See Rashi. Amma, Chek ha'amazeh yisod. Chek al-shem shu chikuyo v'tikuno shal mizbeach v'mata. This is the foundation of the mizbeach. Chek is the foundation, and that's the yisod. So what had happened is they had the mizbeach was 32 amas by 32 amas, and that was the yisod. The yisod was like a block stone, I guess. What's it called? The block on the, they made a malabane of stone, 32 by 32. That was the yisod. Then they built on top of that the soved. That was an amma in. What's it called? That was only 30 by 30. So it was an amma in on every side, and that became a square of 30 by 30. So you have the yisod was 32 by 32, then the soved was 30 by 30, and then they built up the mizbeach like that. The mizbeach was 30 by 30. Then they had the corners of the mizbeach, the horns that stuck up. They were an amma by an amma. They were a zeres. A zeres is a half of an amma from the midpoint of each wall. So it was one amma square, one amma cube, what's it called, on the four corners of the mizbeach. Those were all ammas of five tefachim. And the mizbeach hazah was an amma by an amma, right? Also, an amma of five tefachim. Elu akronos, shehein amma al amma. The kronos were an amma by an amma. V'haydech seed zeres ho'echad me'em tzois v'chobash v'keremodi. When it says zeres, which is half an amma, that is measured from the middle of each face of the keren. So from the middle to the end of the keren was half an amma. And the middle to the end on the other side was also a half an amma, is one amma on all the faces of the kronos. Zeres u'chatzi amma l'chol ruach davi amma al amma. The same amma, five tefachim, you measure the mizbeach hazav. The seed bay amma orko vi amma rachbo. The mizbeach hazav was an amma by an amma surface area. Over meseches menachos perik shtei alechem meforish leila haikra. The amma yisod de kaamrei biktana la berochav knisas hayisod ela begova aliyoso. The amma over here was the height of the yisod. The Omer Mar, Ola Amma v'Konas Amma. The yisod was an amma high, and then before you built the sovev, you went in an amma on all the sides. So the sovev was an amma, two ammas really, smaller than the yisod. So it went up one amma and in one amma. Zeu yisod. Aval rochav haknisa v'amma bashisha. The only one that was a smaller amma was the height of the yisod. The height of the yisod was an amma, that was five tefachim. But when you went in, before you built the sovev, the amma that you receded to build the sovev, that was an amma of six tefachim. Only the height of the yisod was five tefachim. The amma sovev knisa dila ba'amma ktana. Velo hei amos shel alias gova ba'amma ktana. The same thing goes with them, the mizbeach was five ammas high. From the, what's it called, the yisod up was another five amos. And that was what's it called, was amos ketana. Velo hei amos shal aliyas gova ba'amos ketana. Same thing. It wasn't five tvachim amos, it was six tvachim amos. Kidisnan ola chamesh v'kanas amma. Went up five and then went in again an amma. Zeha sovev. That was the sovev. And the sovev, the amma that went in, was what's it called, was also six tefachim. But the amma went in was five tefachim. The amma that went up was six tefachim. Ukronos, loshna govim, loshna rochvan, ba'amma ketana. The kronos, on the other hand, were an amma by an amma. That was on both, what's it called, height and length and width. And there, what's it called, it was all ammas of five tefachim. Hagor, kashim afurish, bekundra shoma, rabbeinu mi rab Yaakov bar Yochir. The Ata Chazerbo, right? The way that Rashi explained this, how it was built, is the same way that Rabbeinu Yaakov Bar Yorka said, and now Lamaisi Ad Charot. The Kashile Mashatirgim Yonas and Amma, Amma Vetepach Amsa, Dihi Amsa Upeshach. The Nimsa the Ba'amma Gedolamai. Here, Amma Upeshach means an Amma plus another fifth, means it's the larger Ammas, the Amma with six Tvach. The Od, Im Kedivri Hazokain, Lo haya lo lichto v'cheik, ki im cheik ha'am. Right? Not v'cheik ha'ama, But Che Ko'ama is talking about what's it called, the Yesod. Upirishvan Rabbeinu Hachi, the Mala. Hisker Midos HaMizbeach, right? And who's this Rabbeinu Mistame is the Rashbam. Rashba. Okay, whatever it is. Okay, he says the following. In the psukim above this, Hisker Midos HaMizbeach, mention the different Midos HaMizbeach. Va'ariyo Shteinas Re'ama Ushar Midoso. V'yata Kach Omar HaKosub. Eile Midos HaMizbeach Shomarti Lecha, that which we already said, the Pasuk says, before, what the measurements of the Mizbeach were, Hakol Nimdu Ba'ama Shi'ama V'Tefach. The Cheik, or it's called, all of them are a 6 Tvachim Amas. An Amma, there's a smaller Amma, plus another Tefach, another fifth, which is an Amma and a Tefach. 5 Amas plus 5 Tvachim plus another Tefach. The Cheik, Shehi Yisod, however, the Cheik, which, like Rashi said before, is the Yisod of the Mizbeach, Eino Nimdud, Ela Ba'ama Shi'ama Ketana. The Yisod, the measurement is only a 5 Tvachim Amma. Velo Ba'ama Shi'ama V'Tefach. The after Divrei Yonos HaMenuzil Kayomin. Kashamati. Okay, there's not that much of a difference. Maisa still comes out that the Yisod and the Soveiv were with small Amos, and all the other Amos, according to Rav at least, are 6 Tvachim Amos. Okay, let's go on. Omer Abchia Barashi Omer Rav Shiurin Chatzitzin Umechitzin Alach Mosh Misinai. Since most of the Erevin is be talking about what's it called, Mechitzas, and when we're talking about Shiurim, all the halachas of Shiurim, how much you have to eat to be Chayav Malkus, or what's it called, to be Yotzei Mitzvah, Kazayas, the Kebeya, what's it called, all those Shiurim are Alach Mosh Misinai. Chatzitzin, the same thing, all the halachas of Chatzitza, what's considered a Chatzitza for Tvila, is a halacha al Moshe Misinai. Nowhere in the Torah does it speak about this. It hints, it has to be called besoro. All your body has to be in the mikveh, with nothing separating. What's considered a separation is halacha al Moshe Misinai. U'mechitzin, all the halachas of mechitzas, how high they have to be, all the laws of dofen akuma, and sukkah, and mechitzas for Shabbos, and how much is the reshut hayochid, or whatever, all of that is halacha al Moshe Misinai. Gemara says, shurim deraisu. The difference between halacha Moshe Sinai that the Rambam learns, and that's the easiest way of learning here also. The difference between halacha Moshe Sinai is that halacha Moshe Sinai, there's no source in a pasuk for halacha Moshe Sinai. It's totally bal peh. It's not, it could be hinted to in a pasuk, but it's not, in other words, the Rabbanan could have used the pasuk as a hint. But no pasuk teaches you what a halacha Moshe Sinai teaches you. It's totally what's it called, Baal Peh. So that's the case. And where I ask, what do you mean, Shiurim are Halacha Misinai? Deraisa. We have sources in the Torah for these Shiurim. So it's not just Halacha Misinai. It's written in the Torah. It's written in such a way that it's a drash. But Halacha Misinai has no drash from the Torah. The most it can have is a remembrance that the Rabbanan created, a smachta, but nothing more than that. Dechsiv, Eretz Chita Usaora, the Omer Avchanan, Kol HaPasuk HaZel, Shurim Nemar. The purpose of this Pasuk, to tell me the Shiva Saminim, wasn't just to tell me the different things that grow in Eretz Israel. I don't need a Pasuk to tell me what grows in Eretz Israel. But each thing was brought down to tell me a Shir. Chita is one Shir, Saorim is another Shir. Okay? The Omer Avchanan, Kol HaPasuk HaShurim Nemar. Chita L'Chisnan, HaNichnas L'Bei, what's Chita come to tell me? That HaNichnas L'Bei Samenuga, the Kale of Aksefa, the Sandalah, the Tabosobiyah. The person walks into a house that has a nega, house that has tzaras. So if he's carrying his clothing on his shoulder, or his shoes, or his rings, anything that you wear, hu vehem tmeh miyad. The malach is kol abal abayis, becomes tameh. So he came into the house, and his kalim came into the house. It's matameh adam the kalim. So they're all tameh equally. If he was wearing his clothing, his shoes, his rings, who tummy miyad, then he came into the house immediately, he's tummy. But the kalim that he's wearing do not become tummy until he stays in the house enough time to eat achilus pras of paschitin. Right? Achilus pras is eating a loaf of wheat bread, Velo pasorim, not barley bread. Mesiv, when you're reclining. Veochel belifton, and you're eating it with a dip. So it goes a little bit faster. After that amount of time, what's it called, then the things you're wearing also become tummy. Because the Torah says, let's see, Rashi says the thing, let's see, Rashi. Shiurim, shenosn chacham l'chol dover, kigon kezayis dam, chelev, pigel, venoser, kezayis minamed, shemetami ba'oel, shar shiurim, before it's coming. All the halachas of shiurim are halachas l'mosh misinai. Chatzitzin, chatzitza poselis mitvila. What's considered a separation between your body and the water in a mikveh, zos halachas l'mosh misinai, u'mechitzin, hilchos mechitza, shetei gova asora, v'chen shar choseha, halachas l'mosh misinai. All the halachas of mechitzas are halacha l'moshe Sinai. So Mordechai says, what do you mean they're halacha l'moshe Sinai? There's a pasuk that speaks about shurim. Shul shurim ne'emar, v'chol elu misharim bohem divorim acherim. These things, chita, sa'ora, gefen, are all mentioned to tell me that different shurim that are used, these things, as their base. Kelev aksefav, v'sandalov, v'tabosa b'yodav, she'enam alubashim bo, he's not wearing them, derech malbush, dumya the kelev aksefav. You're carrying your clothing. You have your jacket draped over your shoulder, folded over your shoulder. You're not wearing it. Hu vehein tmei miyad. Then, if you walk into a bayis hamenuga, your kelim become tummy, because if you bring a kli into a bayis hamenuga, it's tummy. You bring yourself into bayis hamenuga, you're tummy. At hein boyin el habayis, ksiv abol habayis. Hoya lovush kelo, vehein kulam derech levishasan, kruyin begadav, upetelim etzlam. When you're wearing the beged, the beged didn't come into the house. You came into the house. You're wearing the beged. Okay? Then, uksiva ha'ochel b'bayis yichabis es begodav. Person who eats in the house has to also be metayer his clothing. His clothing become tummy. Mashma, clothing you're wearing don't become tummy as soon as you walk into the house. They only become tummy after you ate in the house. Okay? And Chazal Darshin B'Torah Kohanim Mikra the High Ochel Lav Achila Mamish doesn't mean you have to mamish eat in the house, but you have to be in the house the amount of time that's called eating. And if you're in the house, even if you don't eat, but you're in the house the amount of time that's called eating, then your clothing also becomes tummy. There's a Machlokas Achronim. What does that mean? How do your clothing become tummy? They become tummy through you, like a regular time. Person who's tummy is matame his begadim. So you become tummy immediately, but you're not matame, you're begadim, until the amount of time that you would have to eat. Special halacha here. Normally a person becomes tummy, he's matame, he's begadim. Here, the Torah says, a special halacha, that the begadim aren't makabel tumor from you, unless you're there the time that it takes to eat. And what's it called? Others say that no, special halacha, you're not matame, the begadim. The begadim become tummy themselves, as if they were brought into the house. But there's a halacha, they don't become tummy themselves, as if they were brought into the house, till the time that you are there, the amount of time that you could eat. Ela sheyishe kidei shir achila. You have to be in the house the amount of time that's called a shir achila. Ubebia below shia ain't a matami begadim. And if you, what's it called, walk into the house without staying that amount of time, you become tummy. But you don't become tamei to matame begadim. From Rashi's mashma, like the way that what's it called, like the Chazon Ish says, that you are matame your begadim. It's just a special halacha that you don't not matame begadim until this amount of time goes by. Pras, what is that amount of time? What's called shir achila? What's called one eating? Pras is dalad beitzim. Achidei achila's pras is four beitzim. The Rambam holds is three beitzim. Hein mazon suda beinanis. That is the amount of an average meal is eating four beitzim of bread. Pras lashon prutza. Shishiyuru b'chatzi kikar. Ha'omor be'eruv. It's a half of a kikar of an eruv. So that's why it's called pras. Pras means a part, a half. So it's a half of a kikar, which is dalad beitzim. Deboinin mazon beitzudos. Right? Because you need the amount for an eruv of two meals. So half of a kikar is one meal. V'snan hasam, chetzi lebeis hamenuga, half of that kikar of an eruv, which is two meals, is the amount that you need to eat to be what's it called, to be matami begadim in the bayis hamenuga. That amount of time that it takes to eat one average meal, which is again, four beitzim of paschitim, ain't shoabak of asorim. It's easier to eat wheat bread than to eat barley bread. So it goes faster. So it's an average meal that you eat, the speed that you would eat wheat bread, nasiv, shiyazu baseba, shiuru, belo benechaz vamida, v'holechu ba, shushoa b'achilas yoser. It's eaten slowly, reclining, not standing up on the run. So that makes it what's it called, slower. Cancels out that. V'ochla b'liftin, shenechaz maya. And it's also eaten more quickly because you're eating it with a dip. Let's eat dry bread, you eat it slower. When you have a dip, you eat it faster. So all those conditions, that's the amount of time. Now, what's it called? Some hold that this halacha is only by Bayis HaMenugah. But Kedei Achilas Pras, what's considered one eating? What's considered one eating is Nogeya. So if you eat something and it takes longer than this time, then it's not considered one eating. That's considered two eatings. So if you ate a kazayas, not b'chdei achilas pras, you're not chai of malchus or whatever, because you didn't do it in one eating. When the Torah said eating, it meant one eating. If it drags on longer than that, that's not called eating. That's called munching, whatever maybe. It's not called eating. So some say that this halacha is only for bayis hamenugah. And all other things depend on what you're eating. In other words, if you're eating meat, then the amount of time it normally takes to eat four kebeyas of meat, right, that's the shear of achilas pras for meat. For other things, a different shear. For bayis hamenugah, it's a standard thing. For every other thing, it depends on the thing. The Chasam Sofer seems to hold out like that, and you know, it's a standard thing for everything. Right? And it's the shear, according to the Chasam Sofer, of kedei achilas pras, lechumra is 9 minutes. And lechumra, the other way, is about 2 minutes. Somewhere between 2 minutes and 9 minutes. That's the shear. Sa'ora. So that's why it says chita, to tell me this shear of kedei achilas pras. Sa'ora, this nam etzem kesa'ora, matami b'mag v'masa, deina matami b'oil. If you have a bone, a chip of a bone, that's the size of a barley, so it's matame if you touch it, or if you carry it, but it's not matame b'oil. If you're under the same roof, you're not tame. Just from an etzem kisaora. Gefen kedei revius yayin lenozer. Right? Gefen is the amount of wine that a nozer has to drink, a revius, in order to be chayim malchus. And Tosus learns that it's not to tell me the shear of wine of a revius, because that's not with the gefen. It's talking about what's it called, that in order to be chayim for a revius of wine, you're meshayer it by how much, what's it called, the solid part is, of a kezias. The you have to have a kezias of solid parts to be chayiv, what's it called, the nozer's chayiv, he eats chartzoni, matzog, the solid grape too. So in order to know how much he has to drink of wine, the way that you figure it out is you take a kezias of what's it called, of the chartzoni, the zogim, you put them into a cup of wine, what's it called, and a full cup of wine, you put a kezias of these things in, right, and you see what comes out. And what comes out, what's it called, is the shear, right, of wine that you need for a nozer to be chayiv. Okay, Rashi. Ve'enu matami bo'ohel, shum etzim below basar, no bone without flesh on it is matami bo'ohel, unless there's a full spinal column or a skull, or most of the height of a person, which is beishokayim the yerech echad, two hips and one leg bone, or rob minyano, or most of the bones, which is 125 bones, right? Because 248 or if you don't have most of what's it called, and any one of these things, it's not matami ba'oel. But a chip of a bone is already matami b'mago masa, even though it's not matami ba'oel. Revius yayin l'nozer l'chayv v'matlis. That your chayv, you drank a revius. And that is determined by gethin, the way we said, by figuring out the volume of the wine, by putting the solid into a full cup and seeing what spills out. That's the amount that you're chayiv if you're a nazir and you drink wine.